The 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency has said six of its workers were among those killed in an Israeli strike in a school housing displaced refugees in central Gaza yesterday. UNRWA said it was the highest death toll among its staff in a single incident. The Israeli army said it was targeting a command and control center operated by Hamas. Rescuers said a total of 18 people were killed in the strike, including women and children, with more than 18 others injured. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the lack of responsibility for the killing of UN staff and humanitarian aid workers was totally unacceptable. Hani Hania was in the building when the bomb hit.
The sound of an explosion shook the building. We went out running and saw body parts thrown everywhere in the shelter. Unfortunately, my children are still missing. Four of my children, I do not know where they are. I don't know where my wife is.
A man aged in his 60s has died following a motorbike crash in County Donegal. It happened on the R257 at Anbunbiog just before 3 o'clock yesterday. The road has reopened following a technical examination of the scene. The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut interest rates by 0.25% later today. It follows a big drop in inflation across the countries which use the euro. An announcement is expected by the ECB President Christine Lagarde at lunchtime today. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
Interest rates are used as a mechanism to control inflation. After a recent surge, the rise in the cost of living is coming back under control. In June, the ECB reduced rates for the first time since the inflation crisis with a 0.25% cut in rates. It's widely expected to do the same today. But there will be a double benefit for tracker mortgage customers. The bank announced earlier this year a technical adjustment to rates, which would see a cut for tracker mortgages of 0.35% this month. Combined with today's expected announcement, it means those homeowners would see rates fall by 0.6%.
David Ryan, who featured in the BlackRock Boys documentary, which led to the scoping inquiry into alleged abuse at schools run by religious orders, has called on the state to issue an apology to victims and survivors. The scoping inquiry found almost 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse in relation to 308 schools recorded by the orders that ran the schools. Since the publication of the report, the Adult Sexual Abuse Counselling Service 1 in 4 has received over 300 calls. Speaking on this programme, Mr. Ryan said he wants to see a commission of investigation carried out as soon as possible.
It just has to come, and an apology, another one. I know Bertie Ahern did his, but another one has to be done now because there's more people that have been hurt, severely hurt. And the pain is still there. I mean, we're all suffering still.
A new domestic violence refuge will officially open in County Wexford later today. Funded by the government, the €6.5 million refuge will consist of 12 family units. Wexford is the first priority location out of 18 to complete construction on a new domestic violence refuge as part of the government's work under Zero Tolerance, the third national strategy on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. The strategy, launched in 2022, aims to double the number of refuge units to 280. 1,000 new jobs are set to be provided in Dublin and Galway over the next 5 years by the BlackRock Health Group. The roles will result from a €500 million investment by the group in the expansion of its operations. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
This significant investment will be made into the group's BlackRock and Hermitage clinics in Dublin and the Galway clinic. It also owns the Limerick clinic. Among the new facilities will be 187 beds, 77 of which will be inpatient, with the other 110 ambulatory care. There will also be the addition of 14 new operating theatres, 6 new cardiac cath labs and a cancer centre. Once recruited, the extra 1,000 staff will bring to 4,000 the number of people employed by the organisation and the number of beds to over 800. It will also have 36 operating theatres and 10 cardiac cath labs. Last year, the private hospital group, which is controlled by businessman Larry Goodman, treated over 360,000 patients.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Visit Grant at the Ploughing and learn about heat pumps, underfloor heating and HVO biofuel condensing boilers. Think heating, think Grant.
It'll be cool and bright today with long spells of sunshine expected. There'll be a few showers drifting south over the country in a moderate to fresh northwesterly breeze. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees.